This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Morocco's deadliest earthquake in decades has killed at least 820 people, officials said Saturday, causing widespread damage and sending terrified residents and tourists scrambling to safety in the middle of the night. The country's interior minister appeared on state-owned television. The 6.8 magnitude quake struck a mountainous area 72 kilometers southwest of tourist hotspot Marrakesh at 11:11 p.m. Friday, the U.S. Geological Survey reported. It was the most powerful quake to ever hit the country, and one expert called it the region's biggest in more than 120 years. U.S. President Joe Biden and his allies have outlined plans to create a rail and shipping corridor linking India with the Middle East and ultimately Europe. The details were announced Saturday at the G20 in India at the annual Group of 20 summit of the world's top economies. U.S. officials said the corridor would help boost trade, transport, energy resources, and improve digital connectivity. It would include India, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Israel, and the European Union. The rail and shipping corridor could become one of the most ambitious counters to China's massive infrastructure program. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog has warned of a potential threat to nuclear safety due to a spike in fighting near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in Ukraine, whose forces continue to press their counteroffensive. This is VOA News. A grand jury in the U.S. state of Georgia, which previewed the criminal indictment of former President Donald Trump and 18 others for trying to overturn his loss in the 2020 election, the state also recommended charging a sitting U.S. senator and two former senators. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
Members of the special panel in Fulton County, Georgia, that was convened to investigate interference in the 2020 U.S. presidential election, recommended that a total of 39 people be indicted for alleged crimes. Some were charged, including former President Donald Trump. But among those the district attorney's office decided not to prosecute were U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and two former U.S. senators from Georgia, who are also Republicans, David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Prosecutors also decided not to charge Trump's one-time White House National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. Steve Herman, VOA News.
Large chunks of the U.S. government could temporarily close on October 1st if Congress does not approve spending bills due to a dispute between far-right Republicans and other lawmakers. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener explains what implications this might have.
Congress must allocate funding to more than 400 government agencies each fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. If lawmakers don't pass those bills before the new fiscal year starts, those agencies will be unable to continue operating as normal. There have been 20 shutdowns since the 1970s, according to the Congressional Research Service. Among those, the shutdown between December 2018 and January 2019, when Republican President Donald Trump battled Democratic lawmakers over funding for a border wall. And data shows that shutdown cost the economy about $3 billion.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. British police say they've captured a former soldier who escaped from prison while awaiting trial on terrorism charges. Daniel Abed Khalif was on the run for days before a massive search managed to nab him Saturday. Khalif escaped on the bottom of a food delivery truck from a prison on Wednesday. The breakout ignited a storm of criticism as political opponents blamed the ruling Conservative Party for incompetence. The 21-year-old is accused of planting fake bombs at a military base and of violating Britain's Official Secrets Act by gathering information that could be useful to the enemy. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.